Recently, AM brought you the story about a Senate inquiry into family violence that handed up a report despite not calling for submissions or holding any public hearings. Many said it was a lost opportunity. Now the federal government's released its proposed terms of reference for a new inquiry. Many advocates for the prevention of violence say it is a chance to create lasting change. Sarah Sedgie reports.
The government's motivation for calling this fresh inquiry is what the Families Minister Anne Rustin calls the unacceptably high rate of family violence. Patty Kinnersley is the CEO of Our Watch, the national body for the prevention of violence against women and children.
We understand that 23 women have been killed violently this year, and that's just absolutely heartbreaking, and our thoughts go with all those people who have been impacted.
The Senate committee will be asked to examine how the coronavirus pandemic is affecting the prevalence of violence and the way support services operate. It's also being asked to look into how housing and economic independence affect a woman's ability to escape domestic violence. After a previous Senate inquiry failed to take any submissions or call witnesses, Patty Kinnersley is confident this one will be different.
We know that work to support women who are victims of violence, to improve legal services, to prevent violence against women from happening, we need bipartisan support or multi-partisan support, and we have that. And of course, in the last months, COVID-19 has been here, and there's been a much greater focus from the community and from governments and from corporates of the impact of COVID-19 on women and the disproportionate impact on women. So all of those things feed into an opportunity for this inquiry to make significant change.
The President of the Law Council of Australia, Pauline Wright, is also hoping this inquiry is an opportunity for change.
It's just very welcome to see the Parliament stepping back in to ensure that a proper and thorough inquiry is held.
And she singled the family law system as an area for scrutiny.
We'd like to see the inquiry address some issues within the justice system, including there's been a chronic underfunding of the family law system by successive governments over many years.
And she points out the coronavirus pandemic is another reason for a fresh look at whether a different response is needed to the scourge of family violence.
The response to COVID-19 has been to ensure that people stay at home as much as possible. So that has meant that even in circumstances where families are in crisis, people are spending time together that they may not ordinarily spend. And that has seen an increase, a dramatic increase in demand for services being reported. And of course, we've seen 12 women being killed at the hands of their domestic partners in that period. These are not just fictitious numbers. These are not just theoretical. This is something that's very real, and it's been exacerbated during the COVID-19 time.
That's Pauline Wright, the President of the Australian Law Council, ending Sarah Sedgie's report. And if you or someone you know is impacted by sexual assault or family violence, you can call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. If it's an emergency, call 000.